This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. Mark with you.
And Chris.
We've got announcements. I'm going to read them so that I don't mess it up, because Ian is listening in Tokyo, half a world away. The wonders of the internet, right? Like, okay. This totally undoable 20 years ago. Well, somewhere around there. FM 93.5 AM 1150 WNDB in Daytona Beach, on live on Saturday nights, carrying all 3 hours. I used to live in Deltona, which is right next door to Daytona Beach.
Nice.
Yeah. WRHI-FM 100.1 and AM 1340 in Rock Hill, South Carolina, taking 2 hours on Saturdays here on delay. So thanks for those who are listening a little later. And the voice of the Pine Belt, News Radio 98.1 WMXI. I love the FM talkers.
Right.
That's in Laurel, Missouri. I'm taking all 3 Saturday night hours, and they're taking them delayed. So thanks to everybody. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, something that we've been waiting for so long here on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
This is an announcement that we've been waiting to make on Free Talk Live since we started in November of 2002.
Jeez.
Now, I'm not sure we ever really imagined that it was possible in November 2002 and, three losers who had nothing better to do on a Sunday night than do a radio program for free
right.
on a local FM. We didn't even get a free pizza out of the deal. Nothing. We're just in there. My fiance and I had broken up a few weeks before that. I had time, whatever. My coworker, he's like, hey, you want to do a show? Sounds good. So we did the show. That night in November of 2002, we did our first show. Now, I don't know how many years later is this, 17 years later, 200 radio stations.
Nice.
Yeah. First time we can say that, 200 stations. Now, Free Talk Live has always been vigilant at keeping the best books we can on our stations. Like, so if one drops off, our number goes down by one. We could absolutely have 199 stations by tomorrow. We have no idea.
Right, right, right.
But today, at this moment in time, 200 radio stations. And I couldn't be any happier. It's really great. So I think it's awesome. And by the way, our Discord room, if you go to discord.freetalklive.com, you get the app there. Man, it's just scrolling by. People are congratulating us. It's a big deal. And I should, thanks to all those brand new affiliates that just came on with us. It's so awesome that these new stations are, you're welcome, and your listeners, please give us just a little bit of time here on the show just to understand what we're about, because we aren't like your average conservative or liberal station. Or
right.
Show, excuse me. We are a bit different. We here on Free Talk Live, first, we primarily believe in free speech. We believe that you have the right to speak your mind. And here on Free Talk Live, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that. Now, obviously, you can't get on and just start giving some kind of filibustering seminar or anything like that. But, you're going to have a conversation, and we're going to talk to you. Secondly, we believe in human freedom. We believe in the rights of man to make their own decisions in this world. And ultimately, that means that in many cases, we're standing against some things that are considered time-honored and sacred cows.
Right.
But we try to be as consistent as we can here on Free Talk Live. So thanks to everybody. Thanks to Ian, who is the guy that has truly made all of this stuff happen. He's the affiliate relations guy, the center of our affiliate relations here on Free Talk Live. He makes calls. There's no other talk show host in America, or at least not one of his stature, right? Free Talk Live is considered the 27th talk show in the nation. I think actually it's Ian and I are named 27th most important talk show hosts or something is like the terminology.
Yep.
But, you know, you're not finding guys in the top 25, top 50 making telephone calls and calling stations day in and day out. They may ring one up here or there, and that's awesome that they're doing it. I mean, I support that greatly. But Ian is broken the mold. There's nobody else out that they like him. Now, you know, I do ad sales. I'm not sure that there's talk show hosts that do that either. But we run this business together, this organization. We run it together.
And you guys have... You bust your butts. I mean, I've seen this from the outside for the few years that I've been involved, and I enjoyed the show for many years before that, and it's refreshing to see people that are putting in the hard work day after day, month after month, year after year, and it's good to see it rewarded. Congratulations,
Paul. Enough, thank you. That's enough back padding. All right, we're now going to descend into talk radio hell.
Oh, we do that.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So, there's no way to avoid this topic. It is, right now, sweeping the country. There are states, as I understand it, several of them, I certainly have heard of Georgia, that are passing laws that say that abortions are now going to begin occurring on... the abortions can no longer occur after the heartbeat, so 6 weeks, which surprises me. 6 weeks doesn't seem like enough time to determine whether or not you were going, like, if you wanted somebody to have to be able to make the decision as to whether or not to have an abortion, and I'm pretty sure that plenty of people don't want them to have that choice.
Right.
But, you know, if you want them to have it, 6 weeks doesn't seem like enough to really be able to make that decision. Like, you don't know that you're pregnant in that amount of time.
Oftentimes, they have no idea.
You get, 4 weeks, then a missed period, and then 2 weeks after a missed period, basically. And I'm sure there are many ladies that can attest that sometimes the menstrual cycle is delayed a little longer. So you're really, by the time you really determine, some women determine that they're pregnant, the opportunity for an abortion has passed.
Right.
Now, please, go ahead and read the news before I give any kind of opinion here.
That's all right. This story comes to us from the Associated Press. More heartbeat abortion bans advancing in the South and Midwest. If a new Mississippi law survives a court challenge, it will be nearly impossible for most pregnant women to get an abortion there or potentially in neighboring Louisiana or Alabama or Georgia.
And I think that traveling now for an abortion is going to be somehow outlawed, at least in Georgia.
That's a possibility. The Louisiana legislature is halfway towards passing a law like the ones enacted in Mississippi and Georgia that will ban abortions after the fetal heartbeat is detected about 6 weeks into a pregnancy and before many women know they're pregnant. Alabama is on the cusp of approving an even more restrictive bill. State governments are on course to virtually eliminate abortion access in large chunks of the Deep South and Midwest. Ohio and Kentucky have also passed heartbeat laws. Missouri's Republican-controlled legislature is considering one. The hope is that a more conservative U.S. Supreme Court will approve spelling the end of constitutional right to abortion. I'd like to take issue with that, spelling the end of a constitutional right to abortion. That's not really how this works, Associated Press.
Well, the Supreme Court determines what's constitutional and what's not.
They do, but okay. They don't declare what rights are. To me, rights are things that are part of the human condition. They are rights that belong to us regardless of whether there is a government or not.
They declare which rights the government's going to pay attention to.
Right, and maybe how the government shall infringe upon them.
Right, and I mean, you know, it actually doesn't say in the Constitution that the Supreme Court is there to interpret the Constitution or to interpret laws as being constitutional or anything like that. It gives it appellate jurisdiction.
Right.
Which functionally, I believe, is the same thing. But it is interesting that it was not worded in that fashion.
They didn't know. They wanted the courts to come up with... I don't even know if they wanted the courts. They wanted the legislature to have a say in this, but along comes Marbury v. Madison, and the Supreme Court case decided that the Supreme Court should decide these questions.
Yeah, so I've got to say I have a very nuanced position on the abortion topic, and I know we're going to get lots of people's opinion on this one.
Bring it up,
but it's all these Republicans have the opportunity to cut taxes and cut government intervention in people's lives, and what do? They get right in there on the abortion topic.
Absolutely.
Instead of doing what, frankly, I as a Republican would have liked to have seen them done.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE as in Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Freedom Fest. This is the largest gathering of liberty-oriented people in the world. Freedom Fest theme this year is the Wild West. Was it a time of liberty and opportunity or lawlessness and violence? Penn Jillette's going to be there, as is Lenore Skenazy, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, now of the Federal Reserve, Grover Norquist, who's, I think it's American Taxpayers Union. I don't know if I have that name right exactly, but Grover Norquist, I'd call the greatest liberty activist in America.
Big time.
Guy gets a lot done. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals, open-minded people getting together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. They do have some great debates there. I really enjoyed them. Freedomfest.com/FTL. You go there now, get your tickets, use coupon code FTL50 for a $50 discount. Freedomfest.com/FTL. All right, you're not convinced. You're like, oh, July 17th to the 20th, I'll just wait or whatever. Well, go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you can get the five best speeches from last year. You can see Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all of them for free. And then you can determine whether you want to get your tickets and go July 17th through the 20th out in Las Vegas to see Freedom Fest with us here on Free Talk Live, because we're going to be there. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Is there anything you want to say quickly about these laws before I go to the phones, Chris?
No, let's take some calls.
All right, so basically, states are passing new laws that restrict abortion more severely and stuff.
And I think that as time goes on, as medical technology improves, this bar will be pushed further by conservatives.
Meaning?
In other words, well, we were able to, 5 years ago, we were able to detect heart rate, heartbeats at 6 weeks, and now we can do it at 3.
Whatever.
Therefore, yeah. And
I see. So the determination of a heartbeat may push back the date sooner.
I suspect the pro-lifers' goal is to get it to the point where even the morning after drug is no longer viable.
I shudder to think that the Supreme Court is being, people in the Supreme Court are being appointed almost entirely on this issue, but it seems like something that is almost always the first question that people want to know about a Supreme Court justice.
It's the litmus test.
It's amazing. Yeah. Let's go to Louie calling in from South Dakota. Louie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are you guys?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good.
Well, here's the thing. In South Dakota here, I've got a few friends that are they're doctors themselves. I personally am not a doctor.
Okay.
We got to chat the other night.
All
basically,
right.
They said that it's possible with some of these very late-term abortions for the doctor to get the baby out and then show the baby a quick glance to the family, and the baby will do a quick look, a quick, assessment of the child, and then they get to decide whether or not to keep the child or not.
You think that's happening?
And that's what I'm told. I mean, I've never been in the room with it.
It sounds like amazing... Kind of, this sounds like scare tactics to me. I mean, I can hardly imagine this happens.
Well,
somebody looks at their baby and decides, kill it, doctor.
No, well, what I'm being told is they'll see, does it have a good amount of hair on the eyebrows in the right place, things like that, and then they'll make the decision afterwards.
I can't believe it.
After making that assessment, that quick assessment.
I'm completely incredulous, I guess. I can't believe that somebody would look at their child and determine that.
I'd be very surprised if abortion clinics would perform that. You know what I mean?
And you know what? Here's what I'd say, Louie. Just before we go on, Louie, I want to make this statement. If somebody wishes to execute their child in this fashion, as you're referring to,
yeah.
If they wish to, then they probably should, because those people shouldn't be raising a kid. I don't want them to breed.
I agree, because if you're basing it just off of hair, and this is something I've struggled with, is that hair can come and go.
How's it going, Chris?
You know what I'm saying? So don't base it on that. All I'm saying is, and the main point is, don't base it on the hair.
Yeah, I see what you're getting at, and it's just one of those things. I think that I don't think I really don't believe that people that seek an abortion, which I don't support abortion. I don't. That's me.
No, I believe that I believe life starts when the cell splits, right? Like I'm you know, a four-celled zygote. Yep, I believe it's a human life.
Right.
However, I have what I said, a nuanced opinion, and by nuanced I mean highly cynical.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is, ladies and gentlemen, you answer this question for yourself out there in radio land. You just answer. Who's more likely to get an abortion, a rich person or a poor person? Who's more likely to get an abortion, a person with an above-average intelligence or a person with below-average intelligence? Who's more likely to get an abortion, a person who supports the state as its current size, its current invasiveness, or perhaps an increase in that size or invasiveness? This person I would call a statist.
Right.
So is the person more likely to be a statist or more likely to be somebody who believes in human freedom? And I believe from the research that I have done, it's a little bit easier to figure out income. It gets a little more difficult to figure out intelligence, and even more difficult to determine whether or not somebody is a statist. But I believe in almost all circumstances, all of those situations are the person's more likely to be a statist, they're more likely to be poor, and they're more likely to be below average intelligence. And they're certainly of the opinion. Hold on, just one second. Last thing, Louie. And they're certainly, they don't want the kid, right? They're not killing the kid because they want it.
Right.
So now you're talking about an unwanted child who's going to grow up poor, stupid, and believing the government's a good solution to things. Hmm.
And sometimes with hair and without it.
Thank you for the call, Louis. Louis's really obsessed about that hair thing.
Something about that. And by the way, I have a full head of hair, mostly.
Well, I mean,
it may be a little thinning.
You
it's just rather gray.
Hair covers your head.
Oh, man.
I used to think that this was a big deal. Look, I held my son in my arms that first moment that he was born. I mean, obviously my wife got him first, but it wasn't too long thereafter.
Yeah.
Within the first, let's call it a few minutes, I got to touch and hold my son. And, you know, this was, by the way, the most taxing night of my life. Watching my wife in this condition of giving birth, I had never been so terrified and disempowered and upset and having to show a strong face. I know it was hard for her, but for me, I was all I could, hyperventilating.
Yeah,
this was so important to me. This is such an important moment. And yes, he's the most valuable thing, if you're going to call a human being a thing.
Right.
Most valuable thing in my life. Yes, I consider this to be important. But, you know, people are going to make decisions, and I'm not going to support those decisions. Who's the victim here?
Right.
The victim is the person who's doing the act.
Yeah. It's also the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Once they're gone, right?
That's it. There's no turning back.
By the way, heaven would be so full of aborted children and, the sort of not medically non-aborted ones that are just, miscarried.
Right.
Yeah. They'd be stuck full of them. 9 out of 10 people in heaven. Free Talk Live.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet Saturday afternoon that China may wait him out regarding trade negotiations. The president tweeted that Chinese officials may be waiting until after 2020 and hope Democrats take the White House, claiming that they will get a better deal than they would with him in office. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Liberty University graduates. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
The Vice President also talked about the job market and Christian values. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's between 1900 and 2200 hours.
Very good, Mark.
In the Eastern time zone. By the way, you just get me started about daylight savings times and time zones and these kind of things, and I rattle off. I hate all
stuff.
All the ways that time is controlled by our government. But nonetheless, you can give us a call 7 days a week. You don't have to be listening live. For those many stations that are added tonight, raising our total to 200 radio stations across the fruited plain and beyond the fruited plain. We're out in Guam, for goodness sake. Still all in America, mind you. You can hear us outside of the United States at freetalklive.com. But inside the United States, you can hear us in a variety of different locations on 200 radio stations. You can find those, by the way, to go to affiliates.freetalklive.com. That's affiliates.freetalklive.com. And we believe that to be the most up-to-date affiliate list in the industry. I'll tell you about Edge Wallet. What is a wallet? Well, I'm not talking about a folding leather billfold. I'm talking about an application for your smartphone. And this wallet is used to contain cryptocurrencies. I believe Edge Wallet to be the best wallet out there. You can get it for the iOS or Android, so just about everybody out there, any smartphone. I think it's 80+% of Americans have a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
and probably 95% of those smartphones run on iOS or Android. So the vast majority of you listening to me can get this application. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold pretty much any cryptocurrency that you're thinking of. There are some that you can't, but the vast majority of them, the vast majority of the major ones. It's user control, meaning you control your money. They don't have control of your money. You can make it so that they can send you a hint for your password, or you can make it so they don't have a hint for your password. They have support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, the ERC-20 tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. See, I probably named some you didn't know. They've got a veteran team that's been building since 2014, and they've been working to secure your freedom. The Edge wallet, the one that I use, edge.app. Give it a shot. It's edge.app. One of the things I love about it, Chris, is that you don't need to have some 12 or 24 word mnemonic that you memorize or write down, put in a, you know, some place that could get burned up or whatever,
right,
and
you'll
lose all your currency. It's a username and password. And, you know, some people want something more secure than that, and that's certainly available, but mm-hmm. I find this to be extraordinarily easy. Edge.app. Let's go to the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was told that I heard on the NPR news that the Cubans are down in Venezuela involved also.
The Cubans are involved in Venezuela.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, just as the Russians are down there, hundreds and hundreds of Russians are there, and so are the Cubans helping out.
Yeah, Venezuela and Cuba and Russia, these are, you know, they've been kind of in cahoots for some time.
Yeah, right. I mean, Venezuela, they're both South American countries, and, you know, Hugo Chavez.
Cuba is not a South American country. It's not even south of the equator. Cuba's like 90 miles from, Havana's like 90 miles from Key West.
Well, what I'm saying is they're South American. They have the same culture and the language.
I don't know if the culture is the same, but they do speak Spanish. Yes. So, I guess cultures and historically is defined as language and religion, and they probably do share that. The Cuban government is probably says that everybody's atheist, although they're not.
Right.
I think they look the other way over Catholicism generally. So maybe you're right. Maybe there's an argument for culture, Sarah.
According to the Venezuelans and the Cuban diplomat, tell AP that no Cuban troops are in Venezuela.
Cuban troops? Were you talking about troops?
Well, I don't know how in particular how they were involved, but they are down there assisting because they've always been allies. They're both communist countries,
okay,
for sure.
So what do you think about this? What conclusions do you draw in your mind when you hear that the Cubans are in Venezuela?
Well, obviously, they're down there, you know? They've always been allies communists always declare that they're communists. And then Venezuela declares that they're communists. So they have always been allies. They've always been having relations.
They've declared that they're socialist. One thing I think they do have in common is both countries are suffering from trade embargoes and things like that, spearheaded by the U.S., you know.
That's correct. And, you know, that's the cause why they have so much economic problems.
Oh, no, it's not.
Because of the embargo.
The reason they have economics problems is because people want other people's stuff, and they don't understand that socialism doesn't work. That's the reason they have economic problems. The fact that the United States won't trade with them, they can start all kinds of factories. They had some of the world's largest oil reserves. They can get pretty much anything they want to get done.
It's huge.
People are losing weight. I'm not going to say starving in Venezuela, but people are generally losing weight. They've eaten the zoo animals, okay? And this isn't because of U.S. sanctions. They can grow food if they had a system, if they had an economic system that wouldn't just steal the fruits of their labor, Sarah. This is the probable, almost certain future of instituting what we call state capitalism, or, you know, whatever. When the state claims, when it socializes different industries, it tends to run them poorly because, well, why should they run them well?
Democratic socialism. Yeah. That'll work.
Now, if you want to hear about socialism that works, Sarah, take a look at things like co-ops and employee-owned businesses and things like that. That stuff will work because those people, they have consequences to their actions, and they have they're responsible for the, they're responsible for what happens. Whereas when the government, you know, working for the government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Well, no, the thing is, I have a different take on that. Like, but I am a communist, so my stance is always because of the sanctions. And then they blame the communist system, like you're blaming the state-run, like the state-run system. They're poor workers because they have no accountability.
I will agree with you insofar as this, Sarah. I wish the United States government didn't put sanctions on Cuba and Venezuela and Russia and places like that. But because that way they couldn't blame the sanctions, that we'd finally get to see that it's the this terrible socioeconomic organizational system that's generally called socialism, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Nobody could see that the system is failing with all of the sanctions imposed.
Agreed.
They could see the ship from Indonesia delivering something to North Korea, they put a stop to it. And then that's the cause of reason why they're starving.
Well, North Korea is probably, North Korea is probably not really socialist. It's probably just, just an autocracy. I think it's probably the best way to describe it.
But you're right. Nobody could see that communist countries that have free education, all free health care, everybody would be taken care of because everybody shares. See that because all the capitalist countries, they choke them to death.
We just hear all these horrible things. Sarah, I got to ask you, would you rather Venezuela be a communist country or a Nazi country?
Well,
socialist or Nazi? Which do you think would turn out better?
Well, a socialist communist country, what they are now, I think that would turn out better.
So everybody talks about the Holocaust, and that was a tragedy. I'm not a denier by any means, but I think 7-8 million Jews were killed by...
I think it was 6, but all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, under Hitler.
God knows I wouldn't want to guess that low.
Chairman Mao wiped out 20 million, 30 million, 40 million, over 100 million.
Stalin, jeez.
Yeah. It doesn't even compare. Socialism kills. I don't want to hear it.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. It drives me nuts.
About that stuff.
I know.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-450, free as in freedom. Some Bernie fans want to call in.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
It's a live Saturday edition, and you are welcome to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We are talking about this situation across the South where states are tightening the restrictions on abortions. And you know, I kind of try to avoid this topic. I really do. I prefer not to make myself seem cynical and loathing of human life.
Right.
But, well, I guess you have to make that determination for yourself. But, and my position has pivoted more than one time on this topic. I'll go on about it here. First, I want to thank the amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to support Free Talk Live, which allows you to call in and voice your opinion on national airwaves and 200 radio stations across the country. And I thank the amplifiers, including Kylon Eckert, who's a silver amplifier. Say thank you, Kylon. Thank you, amplifiers. Amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P as in amplify. We only use it to advertise, market, and promote. That's the acronym, amp.freetalklive.com. Any more on this, Chris, that you've got to read?
Not a couple quotes for pro-life folks. These are huge victories, says Sue Liebel, state director of the Susan B. Anthony List, an anti-abortion advocacy group, and I think they're indicative of the momentum and excitement and the hope that's happening with the changes in the Supreme Court and having such a pro-life president. Unquote.
Why not make the people that want to force people who don't want to have kids pay for those kids? I mean, everybody wants somebody to pay for these kids, right?
Right.
Like, here I am paying to send other people's kids to school. I'm paying to feed other people's kids that have not managed to put together the life skills to earn enough money to feed their family. Perhaps they're too busy spending their money on cigarettes and booze. I don't know.
What about incentives? What about the incentive that if I have more children, I'll get a bigger government check?
There's certainly, it's certainly that.
Well, yeah, that's a big thing. I mean,
it's a bad idea, but yeah.
It's what happens, and what we have is a failure of incentives or unforeseen circumstances to these ideas that are designed to be good and warm and fuzzy or generate voters, depending on your cynicism.
I wish that people wanted the children that they create. I wish people would take responsibility for their actions.
Right.
I wish we lived in a world like that. But I can tell you as a young man, had I been confronted with the situation of a pregnancy, say, in high school or something like that, I certainly was prepared to, you know, pony up the money for an abortion if that's what it came down to.
Yeah.
As when I held my young son in my arms, my opinions changed. I suddenly changed my mind on that topic.
Yep.
But then again, over time, I have come to the conclusion that the world isn't all like me. The world isn't all as responsible as I am. The world, people are in different places in their lives and they have different feelings when it comes to this particular topic.
There's a lot of different aspects to this, and I hope the choice is, I'm pro-choice if the choice, I hope, is going to be life. But when I object to problems that the government has created, like that misincentive to have more kids and get more money, those are separate issues. It doesn't mean that has nothing to do with abortion. That has a problem with government.
Let's go to the phone. It's got Angel calling in from Indy to listen to WIBC. Angel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. So I live in Alabama. I'm a truck driver. I'm driving through Indy today.
Thank you
today
for your service, Angel. Thank you for all the truck drivers out there that are keeping America moving. Everything you're getting, ladies and gentlemen, at the store that you're buying, brought there by a trucker.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Do you have children, Angel?
I do. I have five, and I'm taking care of all five of my kids.
Has anybody ever made a mother trucker joke with you?
Oh, yeah. That
I imagine they have.
Yeah. So, anyway, I've always taken care of my kids. I was adopted when I was little because my
me
mama
too.
Ran out on me. But I'm glad she didn't abort me. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I had the chance to be a better mother than my biological mother was. My grandmother, who adopted me, was awesome. She was like the best mother on earth. I'm totally pro-life. There's no way I would, like, I can't even conceive the idea of having an abortion. No ifs, ands, or buts, you know?
Yep.
I do agree that women need to keep their legs closed and quit, getting pregnant if they don't want the kids.
What do you think about birth control? Do you think they could maybe be more responsible in the use of that? As men could too, by the way.
Definitely. Like I've told my boys, like I've got two boys, my two youngest ones are boys. I've told them, if you don't want no kids, you better put a raincoat on it because you're going to end up raising a baby, because I will not let there be an abortion go on in my family because we don't work like that. So, they just know. But they're in very stable relationships and they're both fixing to get married. So,
how old are these? I imagine you said they're youngest. I guess I imagined other things. How old are these young boys?
I've got an 18-year-old and is getting married at the end of next year, and I've got a 21-year-old that's getting married in the summer of next year.
Awesome. Angel, thank you so much for this call. It's folks like Angel, I mean, like, this lady is the heart of America.
Right.
Right? Hardworking lady. Raise her kids right. Love them. Your calls. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Chris, go on.
I'm sorry, I was on the wrong page. For abortion rights supporters, meanwhile, the trend is ominous, says Diane Durzes, owner of Mississippi's sole abortion clinic, the Jackson Women's Health Organization. Quote, I think it's certainly more dire than it's ever been. They smell blood, and that's why they are doing this. Already, Mississippi mandates a 24-hour wait between an in-person consultation and seeing a doctor. That means that women must make at least two trips to the clinic, often traveling long distances.
Right. I mean, if there's one clinic in the state of Mississippi, then you're talking about, you know, you've just raised the cost. I don't know what a hotel room costs necessarily in Jackson, but I'm willing to bet it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $60 or $80.
Sure.
At, you know, the cheapest of them.
Yeah.
I've traveled around, and it's difficult to find a hotel room that costs less than $60, as much as it pains my cheap little heart to pay it. You know, it's just difficult to find them.
Alabama lawmakers postponed until next week a vote on a proposal that would make performing nearly all abortions a felony. That measure has passed the state house, and the Senate suspended debate Thursday amid a heated dispute over whether exemptions for rape and incest should be stripped from the bill.
Yeah, this was an interesting one where they apparently had some kind of situation where they, you know, maybe might have been out of order, might not, I don't know. There's some, you know, Robert's Rules of Order argument on whether the stripping of this provision of rape and incest, you know, seems like the easiest one. And usually abortion, you know, the pro-lifers will determine that, well, yeah, we'll give you rape and incest. But in this case, on this bill, not so much.
Yeah, and
it's not going to make it, it's not going to cut muster with courts, though.
I don't think so either, but it is interesting how far it's like they're just there's it's impossible for there to be a compromise on this issue.
Yeah, well, that's what it all comes down to is that neither side is going to be happy in this. And not that I'm, you know, whatever. I don't think compromises are necessarily the great. Let's go to Joe real quick here in Indy. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're seeing these restrictive abortion laws in these different states that you're talking about. But I think what's happening is it's in answer to or it's a response to the partial birth abortion laws that states like New York are passing. I think New York is doing it just to get a rise out of conservative people, and they're like, oh, you like this? You guys, this is what you want. You like Trump? Okay, well, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
And I think what you're seeing is Georgia, that kind of Bible Belt state, saying, we're gonna respond this way.
Right.
Yeah, it might very well be the case. I don't know. I've heard of these provisions. I haven't delved into it deeply. It's not an issue that affects me very much. But I've heard of these partial birth abortion bills. And yeah, it may very well be a salvo in return. Likely the federal courts won't deal with it. But, Joe, thanks for that insight. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. And have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.